Well, that is a taste of Vernon Band Amistad. Now, this isn't your normal indie rock band trying to make it big. Amistad is made up of 4 15-year-olds and 1 16-year-old. They have an album release show tomorrow in Vernon. For more, we have reached Aidan Andrews. He plays guitar and sings in Amistad. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Aidan, tell us about your band. How long have you been playing together?
We've been playing since we were 10 years old, so... This year we had our 5th anniversary.
Wow. Long time for a young band.
Yeah.
How did you get together?
I met the drummer and the bassist, Carson Nolan, through cross-country skiing, actually. We raced together and stuff. And we met, I met Craig, our keyboardist, through them. And then we met Eli, the newest member, through skiing as well.
And where do you get together to practice?
We just play in our houses. Kind of our parents put up with us playing in their basements.
They don't mind?
Yeah.
What do you write your songs about?
The lyrics and the music are kind of separated in terms of meaning and stuff. But the lyrics are kind of, when I started writing songs, I started kind of finding that I could, in a way, vent through the lyrics. And so... The lyrics kind of come from, in a way, they're a bit of an introspective kind of feel to them. So I found that I could take something that was bothering me or something and turn it into something positive, like a melody, and then eventually a song that people could enjoy. And so the lyrics are kind of a bit darker and a bit more dismal because they're kind of from me. they're a bit more introspective. And then the music is kind of from us going like, I want to hear a song do something cool like this. Like, I've never heard a rock band use a ukulele or a trumpet before. And so we draw from a lot of different bands and a lot of different styles, and just that, and all that big process ends up with, gives us a song.
Who are some of your sort of musical heroes?
We're pretty into like BC music and, you know, Vancouver music, like the Zolas, We're the City, and then bigger bands like Muse and, a band called 21 Pilots.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
I do. It was it was a bit of an embarrassing. I was about 10 years old, and I was in a very like rebellious punk state because I was in like grade 7, and it was just kind of this 7-minute long list of things I didn't like.
Are your parents musical? Where do you get this from?
They're not, actually. I don't really know where it came from. I just started wanting to play guitar when I was about 10 or 11, and then it just kind of turned into me wanting to learn other instruments.
Tell us about your record. Where did you record it, and who helped you with it?
The album's called Lee, and it was named after my grandfather. His name is Arthur Lee Andrews, and he's a veteran from the Second World War, and so we put him on the cover, and I don't know if he knows that he's on the cover yet, but he gave me the photo, and he means a lot to me, and so we named it after him because he's a pretty big inspiration, and we recorded it at home, actually, in pretty much each band member's house. We do a different instrument in a different place, and so that gave us a lot of time to kind of think about all the details and kind of put more effort into it. And it was mastered and engineered and stuff at the Groove Studio here in Vernon with our friend Greg Wenger.
Does Greg help you with your songs as well, or is it all you?
It's all us.
Nice. Yeah. I understand you have a big album release show tomorrow.
We do.
What's that about?
That's hopefully going to be the biggest show we've ever played in our lives. And it's at the Powerhouse Theater. In Vernon here, and it's we're really, really excited for that, and we've just kind of made this deal with each other that we have to play as hard as we can and put as much energy into it as possible.
Do you know how many people are going to show up?
Hopefully we're going to sell it out. We're pretty close.
Are you a big star at your school?
I get people going, you know, nice, I heard you on the radio yesterday and stuff, but it's not that bad, no.
we're going to play your song. It's called Year. What is that one about?
That song is kind of a funny story to it. I wrote it on New Year's Eve, hence the name. So it was the last night of 2013, and I was just kind of it was kind of a busy time, and I guess I was a little distracted. And then when it came to New Year's Eve, I was like, oh, there's no one's invited me to any parties. I'm not hanging out with friends or anything. So I kind of just sat in my room by myself with the lights off and a ukulele and wrote.
We've all been there, right?
Sorry?
I said we've all been there.
Yeah. I just came up with that and with the ukulele line for it, and it was just kind of this introspective kind of feel to it, and just looking back on 2013 and trying to look ahead to 2014, and I was a bit uncertain about how things were going to play out and stuff, and then it hung around for a while because we were playing live and didn't have the chance to write it, to finish writing it, and then we just managed to, after our run of shows ended last year, we just kind of managed to put it together, and it became our song, and it's my mom's favorite song, so we're kind of on a contract, a unspoken agreement that every show she comes to, we have to play it.
Okay. Well, Aiden, good luck tomorrow night. And by the way things are going, I'm betting you'll have a few parties to choose from this year.
Yeah.
All right, Aiden, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
That is Aiden Andrews with Amistad. The band of 15 and 16-year-olds has an album release show tomorrow in Vernon. It's at the Powerhouse Theater. Doors open at 7 o'clock.